This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 20210106.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances, health. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis. On this podcast episode today, I'm specifically answering a question that one of the listeners of this podcast has asked, which is, which stocks do I invest in and which companies do I believe? I think this question is specifically coming from the podcast episode that I recorded on Monday, where I talked about how I believe in Peloton as a company and its impact in the fitness industry. I think that's where this question is coming from. And before I get excited in answering this question, I want to start out with a disclaimer that I am not a financial advisor. I don't read markets. I don't study where the Nasdaq is going or where the S&P is going or where the Russell is going. I am a steady incremental investor. With the amount of time I have between... Actually, I don't have much time. I have my seminars, my workshops, my radio shows, my books, and my caregiving time. That's all I have that consumes a lot of my time in the day. And this podcast, it's a daily podcast, so it takes a lot of my time. So I hardly have any time to go spend looking at the graphs and understanding where the news and how it's impacting the stock market and things like that. I don't. I have a few beliefs about money. In my mindset, money is about beliefs and values. So your attitude and your behavior is controlled by your beliefs and your values. And money is all about that. I don't see money as numbers. I understand a little bit about companies because I live in Silicon Valley. I talk to a bunch of my techie friends. They're amazing in what they do. So I have a lot of respect for them. And all of my clients and all my seminar attendees, they're amazing. They're all in tech. So they tell me and I listen to them. I learn from them. I don't teach. They believe I'm teaching them, but no, I learn from them. And that is my exposure. That is my outlook. Majority of my money mindset has to do with the way I was raised. And over the last 25 years, I struggled very hard to fight those values. I have a lot of incorrect values when it comes to money. I want to quickly share a story and you'll see exactly where I come from. And I'm going to tell you why I believe in my stocks that I invest in or the investments I hold. And in order for me to justify the investments that I am making, I need to tell you my story. So that way I can connect the dots and you see exactly how I'm coming and where I'm coming from. Now, I'm not saying all my money values and my money beliefs have to be yours. Even though on this podcast, I share what I do, it doesn't mean that you have to do that. Okay, so that's even a bigger disclaimer. So, growing up in India, life was hard for me. Very difficult household when it came down to money. In fact, by the time I was born, my father had an incredible career going. But there were always challenges when it came down to money. And that has to do with things that precede my birth. So, my father at one time had to raise 16 members in the family with an income that is less than $100 in today's terms. Imagine this, less than $100 income and you have 16 people depending on you. Hard times. So a majority of his thinking was about security. So he never invested. And he always thought that I should go take up a job and take care of the house. And he was always having this concern, like he was retiring from a government job and I was still in college. And there was always that thing, that friction in his mind. And he had other responsibilities, family responsibilities, and I had to step up. I come from those values. And when I landed in America and I started seeing how money is made with ideas, with concepts, and this is a money equation here, I struggled to let go of those values. In fact, when it came down to money, I always had and I continue to have opposing ideas. Always fighting security with possibility. I see, I understand, I can relate consciously where the whole world is going with technology, with the companies, with investments, with all the people doing, inventing, innovating, amazing stuff. Unconsciously, I have my own issues. So I fought and I continue to fight. So that's where I come from. So that gives you an idea. Let's talk about the stocks. Now, there are three stocks that I absolutely, or three companies I absolutely believe. I'll tell you emotionally why I believe in them, and then mathematically why it makes sense to some extent. So ignore the mathematics part, because you can understand the mathematics part, because you can analyze. It is all public information. It's there for you. So you go do your research on the mathematical side of this conversation. But the emotional side of the conversation is what I want to emphasize on, because money is behavior. Okay, let's get into this. The first company that I absolutely believe is obviously Peloton. And because I understand fitness and the importance of fitness, importance of health, and I worked very hard to get in shape, go climb Everest, or all of that stuff. And I continue to hike, I continue to run. So I understand the value of fitness. And in the pandemic, during this COVID situation, the relevance of fitness is even higher. So I believe in Peloton as a company. It is, as I'm recording this episode today, the January 6th of 2021, it has a growth score of A. And it has a momentum score of A. Now, what are these two things? You can go research them. But Peloton has two A scores on growth front, on momentum front, believe in the stock, emotionally understand the problem they're solving. So I have no other idea, but I believe in the stock. So it's not that, because there was somebody who's asking me a question and I responded to their question and I jumped on this. No, I believe in it. That's why I did it. So Peloton is a company that I've invested significantly. As a family, we have invested. The second company that really keeps me going is Apple. Because I lived in Cupertino, California, where Apple is. And on a sunny, bright day, I can run from my house to Apple headquarters in less than 22 minutes. I've checked that on my Phoenix Garmin watch and I clocked myself. I've seen this company. I've seen their entire new building come up right in front of my eyes. So I have seen it all, and I am into the Apple ecosystem. My children are. My son wants a Mac Air as I'm recording this episode, MacBook Air. And he's in last night, the whole chat, you know, he's asking me, Dad, I want this. My daughter is into Apple ecosystem. My wife is into Apple ecosystem. I'm into Apple ecosystem. I'm recording this on my iPhone, this episode. And I'm recording with cars and buses next to me running all over the place. So you may be hearing some sounds in the background. I'm into it. And everybody that I know is into it. And Apple is into many other things. So just that emotion, that's why I'm into Apple. The third company in this list is Etsy. I'm heavily invested into Etsy. Etsy is a company that is doing only, and I'll tell you why I'm invested into this, because I figured out very early on that dropshipping is an incredible business. I run three websites on dropshipping. In 2017, 2018, 2019, but 2020 I stopped, or kind of took a back position on that, because I'm very focused on my seminars, workshops, and other things. But then I still continue to make money in my dropshipping business. And I understand buying products from China and shipping products from China directly to consumers here. And I understand this whole process. I used to teach a seminar on this extensively. Because I believe in that model, I understand the quality of a seller and the quality of a buyer. And Etsy as a company has figured this out. So quality sellers buying unique items. As far as dropshipping is concerned, it was all about any buyer with any kind of a product. Not necessarily quality products, or not necessarily quality buyers. And unique items by quality buyers. You could see a mix there, but then Etsy, kind of, I think they found an incredible model where they are able to connect quality buyers with unique items. And their market share is growing, and it is now in S&P 500. So I believe in that company. So I'm invested heavily into that. And the last in the list is Tesla. Tesla is an amazing company. I have nothing to do with Tesla, honestly. I ignored it over the years. Actually, I'm a special kind of an idiot when it comes to Tesla. I've seen this company right in front of my eyes. And I live in Silicon Valley. I talk to people who believe in this company, who are working at this company, but I never bought their stock. Never bought their stock. It's crazy. And then finally, when I did, it has already split and has become big and huge and all that. So this is where my unconscious money values stopped me from investing into this company. Logically, I knew it's going to be an awesome company, but I didn't do it then. But now I'm big time into it. And I'm there because I am a traditional, incremental, over a long time growth kind of an investor. So I look at $5, $10, $100 and I invest into mutual funds or some stocks that are tied to S&P 500. So if S&P 500 went up 16% in year 2020, so if I get historically 11%, 12%, whatever that is, anywhere from 8 to 12%, so if I'm getting 8 to 12% by investing into some funds that are giving or that are at equal level with S&P 500, then great, I'm good to go. Now, because Tesla is now, and because Etsy is now part of S&P 500, at least as a part of this quarter or last quarter of 2020, so it makes logical sense. Now, Tesla also, because any friend I have who I respect and talk to, they all have Teslas. They all had Teslas. So even though I don't have one, I like these people. I love these people. I respect these people. And these people are smart. They know what they're doing and they're in the valley. So why shouldn't I respect them? So I just bought the stock because I respect these people. That's all. You see where I'm coming from? I don't need to know a lot of math to figure this out. But I also know this with my little bit of tech understanding that Tesla has the best EV technology. Tesla is well-funded, well-rounded, and it's a progressive company, has amazing leadership. So all those things are there. These are some of the stocks. In fact, there are more, but that's not the point. These are my growth stock investments: Apple, Tesla, Peloton, Etsy. As I was investing into these stocks, or as I was debating these stocks, there were a couple of other stocks that did stand out. For example, DoorDash. Something else also stood out. Problem is, I don't use DoorDash. I never used DoorDash to ship, to order food and get it shipped or get it delivered or whatever. I have not done that. So I cannot emotionally relate to it, personally speaking. That doesn't mean that that's not a good stock. Airbnb, let's talk about that quickly for a second. I'm also into Airbnb in a big way. I'm sorry, I didn't call that out earlier. A couple of my friends are doing amazing things on Airbnb. Not that I believe in that company, not that I know anything about that, not that I have ever subscribed to that, because these people are doing incredible things, and I talk to them, and they keep on telling me that they are crushing it, and that they did it very well in 2020. So I thought maybe, you know, I should check this out. You see how I invest into my friends? If you are listening to this podcast up till this point, you know, I invest into your questions. I invest into my friends. I invest into my relationships. Big time. Big time. They're invisible investments, but I do. And that is the unconscious part. My father invested into relationships. And that is the unconscious value I carried forward. I think I carry forward. I don't know. Okay. So that's where that's coming from. Apple, Tesla, Peloton, Etsy, Airbnb. That's it. Specifically, to answer the question, those are the growth stocks. Those are the stocks I'm investing in. I'm holding heavy positions. As a family, we are holding. And again, one big, huge disclaimer as I'm wrapping up this episode. Please don't do it because you heard me say these things. These are my values. These are my beliefs. And I am expressing myself on this podcast. That's all on this recording. That's all. I'm not asking you to do this. I don't think that you should do this. And maybe in the next upcoming episodes, I will go a little bit deep into some other aspects of investing just because I do it. And because we had a couple of episodes already this year talking about stocks and investments, it makes sense to kind of explain my mindset, why I am doing those investments. I'll do an episode on that later on. But for now, this is it. Hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully I answered your question. Please, by all means, give me a review if you liked this podcast. Rate me. And when you do that, you actually are contributing to my growth. That motivates me to come back and even raise the value of this conversation. And allows me to invest even more time to research and to get my thoughts right. And I get emotionally more connected to this podcast and in the process with you. I wish you all the best, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.